Interesting. You know, I guess one of the things that's going to be interesting is, I mean, it's one thing when you talk about using bisphosphonates for metastatic solid tumors, which, you know, usually are not curable. Certainly breast cancer isn't. But we're waiting right now on a big NSABP study of cladrinate to see whether they can confirm whether bisphosphonates work as adjuvant therapy. And I guess if that turns out to be positive, which would be a great thing in terms of reducing relapse rate, now we're looking at patients who are cured who might, I don't know what the duration of bisphosphonates is going to be, but you're saying if they get above 8 or 12 courses, what's the incidence at that point?
That's a very good question. The incidence is unknown. We've got studies that report as little as 0.8%, but that was a Novartis-sponsored study, I might add, to as much as 12%, controlled studies out of Italy that showed an incidence of about 12%. I think the reality is probably somewhere in between, about 6 to 8% in our opinion, based not on reading any hard data.
I mean, 6 to 8% for the condition as you're describing it and not going away is not too good.
Not too good, but the good news here, it's controllable. 90% of our patients, and now we're looking at 143 patients so far, are living with exposed bone, eating relatively normally, out of pain, and functioning as they did prior to the exposed bone. That's been a pretty good success.
Is it possible to determine sort of whether diagnosing it early helps, you know, or is it just sort of all of a sudden show up maybe with half the jaw involved?
There is some early radiographic signs that we see in the jaws. It's called widening of the periodontal membrane space that's around the teeth. We see a sclerosis around the teeth. If you look at the action of the bisphosphonates, fundamentally, they inhibit bone resorption. And so if you inhibit bone resorption, you build up old bone, which is more mineralized. And so x-ray-wise or radiographically, you see hypermineralization of bone. In fact, for Fosamax and Actinel and all the oral bisphosphonates, that's the measure of their therapeutic benefit, an increase in bone mineral density. And so you see increases in bone mineral density with these.